This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, let me put my morning newspaper away.
Does someone drop that off at your door? Like, do you get it delivered?
I don't. Can you get no? Can you get delivery anymore? I don't think you can.
People get the New York Times delivered. Yeah.
Really?
What is it? The Sun? What's that free newspaper that no matter how many times you call and say stop dropping this off at my doorstep or on my driveway, they still do it?
All right, so here we are on the DJV program. The time is 7 after the hour. The participants in this program include Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles, Victoria Keelan on the coastal plain of New Jersey, Jay Kirshner is down in the Simi Valley of Nashville. It's Simi because it's Seam, maybe it's Seam Lee, huh? And I'm on the farm, Doug Steffen, on the farm with the news from the House of Representatives. It's passed a sweeping bipartisan bill that would overhaul the Postal Service. Yeah. What does that mean?
We need this.
Delivery once a week instead of every day. What happens here?
I think it's... didn't they move to make it 6 days a week for delivery?
Yeah, well, I think that's what people expect.
That's what it is now.
Well, something has to change because my godmother, who lives in Dublin, emailed me yesterday and thanked me for the Christmas card that I sent in December. It arrived. No joke. It arrived yesterday. So something has got to change.
Mm-hmm. I still think, by and large, though, that sending, I mean, what is it? What does it stand at? 57 cents, I think. When you think about somebody picks something up from your house, puts it on the plane, takes it to wherever its intended target is, delivers it to that person's door, and it costs you 57 cents?
I mean, I would be willing to pay more than 57 cents. I would be okay.
How much you want to pay?
Well, I mean, to send a Christmas card to Ireland, it was, I think, $1.50 or something.
It's $23 to send an overnight, just a simple letter, a check or something like that, using FedEx.
That. Uh-huh. I mean, with the Postal Service, you're getting a deal. I mean, even if they move
for
the rate to like a buck, you're getting a deal.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'd still pay more if it actually arrived within a reasonable amount of time.
So how do we pay for it, though? The taxpayer last year,
this is something the taxpayer doesn't pay for. I looked this up because I was really confused by this. Okay. And so, literally, unlike every other government agency, the U.S. Postal Service does not get any taxpayer funding. They have to have their own revenue. But where the government comes in, Congress is the one who sets the postal rate. And they're the ones who stipulate that Postal Service has to deliver to all homes in America, including, and I did not know this, but if you live in a remote community in the Grand Canyon, they still use mules to deliver the mail. That's actually a fact. I did a deep dive on the Postal Service last night. But it does seem unfair. Yeah. It does seem unfair, though, that this is essentially a government contract, but they are not allowed to set their own prices, unlike, you know, UPS and FedEx can do whatever they want.
Then why are the people that run it appointed by the government? If they're a private agency, why do we put $6 billion into their retirement package? Because they don't have enough money to give their retirement package and their postal people.
Well, it's been a government bailout.
Yeah.
I mean, think about any other company like PG&E, right, in California. They've been bailed out by the government. They're not owned by the government, but they've been bailed out by them, and that's what's happened with the Postal Service. And that's why people think taxpayer dollars go to the Postal Service, but they don't.
Bailing out, they just set stipulations of liability, essentially. With the post office, though, the reason the post office is in such trouble is that it's kind of the opposite of California. So California, we talk about having a surplus all the time, which is really not true because we have a ton of unfunded pension liability. I think, and I did kind of a dive on this it's been a few years, though. The reason the post office gets into financial trouble so much is that they have to prepay all of their pension liabilities.
Retirement.
Right.
Yep.
So that becomes really difficult because they're not able to do the old scam that most places are where they, you know, fund the old guys with the new guys' money, basically.
Yeah. It's like Social Security in general. The money that is being paid to me and other people on Social Security is coming from the ratepayers today. It's not the money that I put in. The money that I put in has been raided long since, as has been all the money that's in the airport trust fund to rebuild airports, the highway trust fund to rebuild highways, all gone. It's all been raided by Congress spending money willy-nilly to fund things that are, you know, they think are important. Somebody thinks they're important. I think the average person would not agree that all of the things that the money goes to is important, including how much money we spend for COVID in the last 2.5 years. Speaking of that, the COVID thing is diminishing. Yes. Yesterday I had a long conversation with a very close friend of mine talking about that. We met because we had a couple of business things to take care of, and we walked into a restaurant. We neither of us had a mask on, and we both decided why should we wear a mask into the place and then take it off? We walked
so
through
dumb.
The door.
I know.
I'm not doing that anymore.
No.
And he said, no, we're not doing this anymore either. So, but the point is that there are still things, the entrails, if you will, of COVID now, according to some research that's out today, 1 in 3 older adults, that is people who are my age and older, are going to develop new health problems, according to the research, because of COVID. Not because of the vaccine, not because of things that were done to try to protect you, but because of the disease itself, what it has done, what the engineering of this, the engineering of the virus and the spikes and all that other stuff, and what it's grabbed onto. If you're not in good health, especially, and you know that's what happens. You get older, you get more vulnerable. The problems have been increased threefold by the problems that come. If you've had COVID afterwards, this is what happens. So, and one of the things is that COVID is triggering more strokes, disabling strokes, in people who are likely to have the problem anyway. This just makes it more severe and more rapid, if you will, according to the Journal of Neurology and Neurosurgery. So these are the guys that would know. They're the ones that know what's going on in your brain. And so, anyway, the other side, there's a good side to this, ladies. The technology that's been used for the vaccines, the mRNA or RMNA
yep.
or whatever
mRNA.
It is.
mRNA.
Yeah. That is now being tested on tumors in the liver especially, because liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, kidney cancer, those things, you get that, man, you're done. And so they've been trying, I don't know whether, you know, a lot of times these advances come as a result of somebody just doing something to experiment for something else. And you're looking for something and something else happens. And apparently the vaccines, those, the mRNAs, have slowed tumor growth substantially in liver cancer. So
the technology of these vaccines really, a lot of companies, not just like Moderna and Pfizer, but a lot of scientists have been saying, you know, they're using this mRNA technology to now look at a vaccine after all these years for HIV. Because, you know, when you have this, it's like a puzzle. It's like Jenga. You know, you pop one piece out for whatever that disease that you don't need, and you pop the one in, and it's a very quick turnaround to have this type of technology. I know, you know, a lot of people and, you know, are against it or were afraid of it because it's too new. It's actually not that new. It's been around a long time, but this is the first widespread use we've had.
I think it was around because they were testing cancer drugs with mRNA technology that just weren't effective at that point. And that's how they used that technology to see if it would work against a virus like COVID. So I think it's not new to try this out against cancer. But, hey, if it works,
that's awesome. Yeah.
Hmm. All right. And by the way, COVID vaccines, for those three of you who are still interested in getting them, the best way to find out. Apparently, GoodRx, you know what that is?
Yeah, that's a great service.
Yeah, you can go on GoodRx and you can find COVID vaccine. This is mostly for people who live in the mid, you know, what do they call it, the flyover states, mid-south, the Midwest.
The Midwest?
Yeah, where there are
a lot
actually,
we use it here. My husband uses it for a prescription that he takes. Yeah, so it's good RX. I mean, it's unbelievable how, and it just, all it does, you just pull it up on the app, and it'll tell you where the price of the drug is around you that's the cheapest. So it's great. I would always, I tell my parents, whenever you need anything, just make sure you run it by me through good RX, because I'm not expecting them to. What is going on? I think we're going to rename your kitten Keith Moon, because there's a lot of, like, drum smashing happening.
There is just stuff that she finds that I don't even know is a risk until she gets a hold of it.
Jennifer has a new cat. And this is great for people who get new, you know, we get new dogs, new cats, new pets, and they're finding their way around. They don't just, you know, come in and, oh, this is, I understand where I am now.
Mm.
No.
I'm just hoping that that period happens soon, because it's going to be
Yes. The DJV download every single day we take. There are two ways of you listening. Somebody, what was that? I was in a parking lot after lunch yesterday, and a fellow that I was eating lunch with said, so how do I get your radio program? He said, I heard you on 1320, but the signal's not that good. I think that was that's the station in Gardner, Mass., which is not going to come in very well down here in Framingham. So I said, go to DougStephan.com or Doug Stephan Networks or DJVShow.com, and you can hear the program as it's on live or all day long. It repeats itself. Plus, you can get our downloads, which are the podcasts of the important commentary that comes through the program. For example, in the last couple, Leslie Jones' message to fans about her tweeting the Olympics and what NBC had to say about it. That was in our conversation. And we talked about the environmental awareness and the military getting perhaps a electric, what we, electric everything except you're not going to be able to get electric tanks. Then we have that conversation about Lady A. As a matter of fact, I wanted to do something when it came to Lady A. Let's do that in a few moments. But a reminder right now that, no, it's not Lady A. It's the Florida-Georgia line thing. I want to get to that in a few minutes. Anyway, the Alec Baldwin situation discussed as well on our recent podcast. So get the info. Find out what's going on. Find out what we're talking about. Keep up with it. You can listen to the whole program. Catch what you can at DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fill in the blank. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I can't understand why people would ever believe ... fill in the blank. I listen to people declare that they will never understand why people do some of the things they do. Personally, I wanted to understand why people make such declarations without actually pursuing answers. So that's what I did. What I found was the reason people don't really pursue answers is that simply declaring bewilderment allows them to remain fixated in their own worldview, never having to challenge themselves and grow. Wanting to understand something is admirable. Pursuing answers so that you can actually fill in the blank to what you want to know about is life-changing. And speaking of life-changing, my new book, Walking Through Anger, might just help you understand precisely why people do some of the things they do, including you.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
With our American Family Farmer Show, I'm Doug Steffen here with Darren Babcock, who has founded Bonton Farm in, it's not in Bonton, it's in Dallas, essentially, or is it, now I was confused, is it in the community itself, or you're serving the community, but you're actually doing the work in another part of Dallas?
Well, it's both. We started with a little garden in the neighborhood of Bonton, which is in Dallas, that grew to about an acre and a quarter, which is a city block in the neighborhood of Bonton. And then a family heard about what we were doing, were moved by it and came down and took a tour and then offered 40 acres of land that they have about 10 minutes down the road. So we have also a 40-acre farm that's still in the city of Dallas, but it's 10 minutes outside of our neighborhood of Bonton.
So what kind of problems are you running up against, Mr. Babcock, with regard to the specific time we're in? I think you've got a little restaurant or something there, do you not? In addition to having sort of a farmer's market, people come up and pick their orders up, but do you not have a place where people can eat the food that you're producing? Do I get that info from your website?
Yes, we have a neighborhood restaurant and market, a fresh food market, where we sell the produce we grow, and we also bring in produce that's you would normally buy in a grocery store that's not stuff that we grew, so that our community has access to that. And then we opened a farmer's market next door that exclusively carries the food that we grow on the farm, and so people have a choice. And it was a a way for us to expand what we did and draw other people into our community to do business with us. So right now, during because of the pandemic, obviously the restaurant business is down to almost nothing, about 93% down. But we started a program where we were marketing our food and packages of food that we grow on the farm and partnering with other small farmers to bring their food in. And the business of having curbside pickup for groceries and delivering within a 10-mile radius has offset the business we lost at the market. So we're hanging in there.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I want to go back to, but I don't want to belabor it, but I do want to understand the stupidity of people in a circumstance, as you described it, where someone's trying to help other people with food that otherwise would go to waste, and there's some community mm-hmm. regulation that's so misunderstood isn't probably the right word, but it's misdirected. What do you do to fix that? You went into City Hall, you said. Did you convince them? Did they understand the sheer stupidity of doing what they were doing?
Well, I think a lot of times policy is made for the mainstream. It's you know, we all live in the same place, but we're not all in the same circumstances. And so policy's made for the masses, and then there's outliers. You know, there's communities like Bonton that need different considerations. And so a lot of times it's not even necessarily stupidity. It's just maybe not the consideration of different things may need to apply for different locations so that everybody has what they need. And so the city knew they had a problem. And this is the thing that astounds me all the time is that this is not a new problem. We have 40 food desert communities in Dallas County alone.
Yeah.
And yet Bonton, with our work through Bonton Farms, is the only one that's no longer a food desert. And so here we are in 2020. You know, we have cars that are driving themselves down the highway. We can replace and create brand new organs out of stem cells. Elon Musk is working on through SpaceX.
And we got all these hungry. We've got millions of people who are hungry. It just makes no sense whatsoever. It's just sheer, as you said, maybe politics, stupidity. We'll continue with that and get into the heart and soul again of Bonton Farms as we continue this week's American Family Farmer.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Scores of Honduran police officers on Monday surrounded the home of former President Juan Orlando Hernandez. After the United States asked the government to arrest and extradite him, the complaint alleges election fraud and drug trafficking. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked emergency powers Monday to stop the paralyzing protests by truckers and Canadian citizens demanding an end to the vaccine mandate. Trudeau outlined plans to tow away their rigs and strike at their bank accounts.
The blockades are harming our economy and endangering public safety. Critical supply chains have been disrupted. This is hurting workers who rely on these jobs to feed their families.
Jet Propulsion Laboratory experts say a derelict booster rocket, which will hit the moon's surface on March 4th, was built by Beijing and not by SpaceX. We are USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In January, the Biden administration's open border policy continued at crisis levels. Customs and Border Patrol are reporting over 150,000 illegal immigrants apprehended, and a guesstimated 50,000 are now in this country without any vetting whatsoever. Texas Republican Representative Brian Babin, one of the many lawmakers demanding Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas resign, tells Newsmax what he thinks.
Well, what's happening is the Biden administration has just done away with all of the great policies that the Trump administration and implementing. And you cannot control our border without having what we call interior enforcement. That means that if someone comes in illegally, they've had their day in court, their case has been adjudicated, they have been ordered removed from the United States. That is called interior enforcement when you deport them. They have stopped doing that, virtually stopped it. I mean, it's down 70%. So that tells you that only the worst of the worst of the worst are being deported, and that's very, very few. And so as a consequence, we've got drugs, we've got human trafficking, we've got 100,000-plus overdoses and deaths of Americans, and we've got an incompetent president and a derelict Mayorkas, Secretary of Department of Homeland Security.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour on today's DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner, Phil McGeehan is in the controls in our main studio in Washington, at least for now. And we are moving into the portion of the program. All of the portions of the program are a focus on what is in our minds important for us to sort of go through, like the mask mandates. You've noticed around the country, a lot of states are just lifting the mandates effective immediately or at the end of the month. I know that's going on here in Massachusetts, going on in Rhode Island, going on in Illinois, going on in New York. Where else? What's in New Jersey? Lifting the mandate down there, Victoria?
We didn't have, yeah, we haven't had an indoor mask mandate. Well, we did for a bit, but it's been gone for a while. The only mask mandates that are still in place and now they're ending are the kids in school.
Yeah.
So anywhere else, you can go into any restaurant, any building or whatever, unless it's a private building, private business that says please wear a mask. But, no. Jersey has not been, like, awesome at complying with these things, which is probably why we had such a high caseload. We had more cases than Manhattan and multiple times throughout this the last 2 years. So, but that's ending for kids now.
Jennifer, what's the California rule now? Mask mandate? I thought I saw that was being lifted out there.
Well, following suit, right? It's amazing how the science changes when people start getting photographed with their masks off, like right. Gavin Newsom, right? It's like, oh, well, the science changed. Yeah. Now I don't want to do this. Now I hold my breath. I know. I just, it's just such a, it just looks so cheap. But, so they released a new order that on the 15th, indoor masking. So right now you have to wear a mask to a gym, to a movie theater, to a restaurant, you know, you name it. If it's indoors,
but tomorrow it'll be all better.
But
just 24 hours from now. Yeah,
the 15th, you're going to be all safe again. So, but kids in school still have to wear the mask. So people are really ticked off that now you can go to the gym and you can go to Home Depot without a mask, but you can't take your kid to school without a mask.
How about you do your exercising in Home Depot?
The power of the county is bigger than the power of the state. So for me, nothing in it changes in L.A. County because they just double down on the stupid. Yeah. So the mask mandate's
coming. All right, what's going on in Nashville with the mandate, Jay? Where is that? I've forgotten whether you had a mandate down there or not. Where did Jay go? There.
It's a silent mandate.
Oh, it is a silent mandate.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. I was still on mute. I'm sorry.
Right now.
No, I was coughing, and I muted myself, and I forgot to take myself off of mute like a pro. Nashville, Shelby County and Davidson County, where Nashville and Memphis are, had mask mandates. The rest of the state really didn't have anything strict. Right now, it's just city buildings that have mask mandates and then doctor's offices and schools, but schools are probably going to be lifting their mask mandates on students really soon.
Mm-hmm. Big truck crash in Germany, 31 vehicles destroyed, another tractor-trailer accident in Scotland and one in America yesterday brings us around to focusing on trucks. You know, there's been a lot of complaining from the people who are the recipients at the other end, if you will, of why is this supply chain broken? Where are all the truck drivers? What's happened? And so I've nosed around a little bit here. What do you suppose the average age of an overhaul, you know, we were talking about farmers and what the average age of farmers was. What do you think the average age of an over-the-road truck driver is? Take a guess.
47.
Keep going.
I would say 60.
73.
No, it's not that bad.
65?
64.
Huh.
The average age. Well, think about that. And what that means in all kinds of ways. I mean, you see younger truck drivers, but most of them that you see are not Americans, or they're not Native American. They're not from they're Hispanic, or most of them are Hispanic, actually, that are driving now. And they either have their own truck or they're working for a company that's buying them a truck so that they can, you know, what oftentimes happens. Because there are strict rules now. Drivers are not supposed to be on the road more than 11 hours. You pay, what happens after 11 hours is you're supposed to take 8 hours off. And then you drive another 11 hours. That sort of thing. Those rules are being followed by the legitimate truckers and truck companies, but the illegitimate truck drivers coming either into this country from Mexico especially, or they're Mexicans who get jobs driving in America, all those rules are being violated. And if you look at the accident records and you see where the problems are, most of the drivers that are getting into trouble have Hispanic names. That's not a judgment, it's just a fact. But the real question is about the lifestyle itself of the people. Can you imagine being 64, 65 years of age and not having a home? You sleep in the truck. You keep driving 11 hours, stop, have something to eat. Sleep for 4 or 5, 6 hours, you got a TV in your truck, get up, start driving.
Well, that's the reason why that's one of the reasons why there is now such a shortage of truck drivers, because so many of them were at home for the first time in maybe decades with their families, and they just decided, you know what, I'm either going to start my own business or I'm going to do something locally. I have grandchildren now, and I want to spend time with my family. Yeah. It is, as everything you just described, it's a really difficult life. It's I can't even imagine how hard that must be.
Well, there's a lot more money in it now than there used to be. There used to be a real difficult time making a really decent living, but now the average over-the-road truck driver, even though he may never go home or she may never go home. A lot more women are in it, too, now. As you get the bottom line is about $2,500 a week. A lot of people would like to do that, and that's why they're, you know, but that's almost what what's necessary. I just had a couple of tractors shipped in from the Midwest, and it cost me almost twice what doing the same thing last year was. When I had bought at an auction out in Illinois, a couple of tractors, brought them back here. It was about $4,000 to bring the truckload back, and this year the same thing was $7,600. So that tells you something, and it took forever to find somebody to do it. The reason I bring it up is because the supply chain that we're all talking about, what goods and services and things that we need to have to continue commerce, is drying up because of all of this. So yet another thing to, if you will, my slogan is fix the problem, not the blame, but you can blame this on the COVID. So what do we do to fix it is the question, because we cannot maintain the health of a really strong economy without the means of moving stuff around. That's part of what it takes. You buy something, you got to move it. One of the reasons Amazon is as popular as it is because you can actually get a delivery using Amazon. We were talking about the Postal Service and how long it takes to get those things delivered. They all use over-the-road trucks. You see FedEx Ground. That means what you're shipping goes into a truck. It doesn't go onto an airplane. You know, it's on a truck. And UPS Ground, FedEx Ground, a lot less expensive than the regular way of shipping it, but still it depends on having somebody to drive the truck. If you can't find somebody to drive the truck, then what's the point? So a lot of people, you go into a FedEx office, they say, well, maybe it'll, if you ship it by ground, it may be there by next Thursday. But if you overnight it with the, you know, we'll make sure it gets there tomorrow. So how much is the ground? $7. How much is the overnight? $29. Okay, what do we do now? And that's the way it is, frankly. It's really very, it's extraordinary what's going on in our country, especially today. More of a problem here in that vein than anywhere else in any other modern, if you will, progressive country. Dollywood, ready for this, ladies? 100% of tuitions, books, anything that you want to go back to school, you know how those ads are for Amazon? You know, I want to work for a company that will pay my tuition. I want to work for a company that will give me the hours that I want when I want to work. I can only work 2 days a week, and I'm Amazon, you're hired. Well, the employees at Dollywood that are working 9 to 5, or whatever the other schedules are.
That's why you told the story, right?
Just to get this off. 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. Dollywood's going to pay 100% of the tuition. Dolly Parton is going to pay for fees.
Well, Dollywood.
It's, oh, but it's
Dolly's generous, but it's not actually coming right out of
her pocket. This is one of her huge initiatives, though. She's very big into book programs and literacy, and which is great for the area that Dollywood is in. And so I think it's great. It's a good offshoot. Yeah. This is right in her brand, what is important to her. Yeah.
Yep, it's good. And by the way, they're not the first ones to do this. Last year, Walmart, Target, some other big retailers that need to have people on the floor. They're trying to get you a better education so that you'll stay there with them, move up the ladder, if you will. So it's okay.
Well, and if you invest, I feel like that's a very...
I agree with you.
It's gone away, but I feel like it feels very American to me to, like, invest in your workers. And remember the stories from going all the way back to the 80s, you know, like the kid who was in high school and started working at McDonald's and then went and got an education and comes back and buys a McDonald's or whatever.
Right. Yeah,
like, I just feel like this is investing in the future of your employees. I love it. It feels very American to me. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good thing.
Speaking of McDonald's, ladies, you'll be excited to know that they're bringing back the Shamrock Shake.
Yes.
For
the
excitement of St. Patrick's Day, the green shake. What do you suppose is in that green? What makes it
It's mint, natural
green.
Mint. But we just also have to
mint
hope
from
that
the McDonald's garden.
But when you roll up to McDonald's, you have to hope that their milkshake machine is actually working.
Totally.
Yeah, that's
it never
true.
Is. It's a sham.
Yeah.
But Shamrock shakes are great.
Why? What makes them great? Is it taste
They're just
the
minty
same
and delicious.
Are
no,
they really?
Mint. Yeah, it's mint flavor. Yeah. You've never had a Shamrock Shake?
I've never been to a McDonald's.
Oh, geez.
Yes, you
but
have.
I do love
you
cheese. When have I been to a McDonald's? I
you go with to, you? For Ed McMahon, you? You got yourself a
shake. Oh, that's right. That's right. You remember. I did. Ed liked McDonald's shakes, so when I go visit him, I'd bring him. I'd stop at a McDonald's and get. I think he liked chocolate, if I'm remembering correctly. Yeah, okay. So thank you, Jennifer, for reminding me of that.
I don't think I ever
got him an Oreo Shamrock McFlurry, though. Anyway, if you're looking for that. So St. Patrick's Day is only what? 5 weeks away? Is that, yeah? Valentine's Day is next week. What are we doing, by the way? What are the best gifts? Can we have a quick list of things that are being done for men? Best gifts for men, please? Men need to be surprised as well. So what do you have? What's the, I'm looking at watches that are being bought for men. Let's see here. Slippers.
Gift cards, yeah. I always like experiences, though, like tickets to something or, you know, planning
would you
something.
Get your husband beer, Jay, for Valentine's Day?
That's a huge popular gift, by the way.
Beer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean like a beer of the month or something like that?
Well, you know how they have like the
go to the grocery store, pick up a six pack.
I don't know. Cost Plus has like the world sampler beers. You know, they put together special kits. They curate them with special beers. I think guys like that.
Mm-hmm. What else? Gadgets? What do we have? Headphones. Those, what were we talking about the other day? The ultra, what are those things that you wear? What is that?
AirPods?
No. The things that you see the videos on when you put them.
Oh, the virtual reality?
Yeah. Those are big, apparently, this year.
That's how you can get your husband to start having an affair. Perfect.
Watch it. Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you for that update, Jennifer. It is now 47 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. All right, next question has to do with your specialty of heart disease. Is it true that 4 out of 10 adults that have been affected by heart issues, probably a better question, is it more people since the pandemic? I would think that would be a given. It's almost a duh. Yes?
Yes. Yes, and this was a survey reported this week from Cleveland Clinic. And as I said before, our lifestyle has worsened in terms of what you need to do to live a healthy lifestyle to lower the risk of getting a heart attack or stroke. We're not going to the gym as much. We're staying around and eating and getting obese. We're not connecting socially, and that's creating a lot of mental stress. So all of these lifestyle changes because of COVID has increased heart issues. And very importantly, people are not going to the doctor to get their preventative work done. And this is bad for heart disease. It's bad for cancer prevention. So we have to get back to get our lives back in 2022. Get back to that healthy lifestyle. Get back and get that preventative work done with your physician so you can lower the risk of cancer, lower the risk of heart disease, and live a long life, and hopefully reconnect with those you love in a healthy way.
Here's another question about the circulation, cardiology. Watching television for 4 hours or more a day, which unfortunately a lot of people do, may increase the risk of getting a blood clot. Why would that be? What's going on? Just because it's inactivity? Why would that
happen? Well, inactivity is a big one, absolutely. And sitting around, you're just getting more obese with what you eat. You're not exercising. And some of the things you watch today on TV can be pretty stressful. So, yeah. You know, get up, get going. let's get back to eating healthy and exercising. And, you know, exercising is my favorite drug, and I just hope people get it back. Or if you haven't been in an exercise program, talk to the doctor so it's a safe thing to do. And then once the doctor says it's okay, get into it. If you have been in an exercise program and you just are not doing it like you have in the past, just let's pick it up. And if you really want to pick it up, talk to the doctor first.
All right, so we got about a minute left here. The question has to do with your not only the physical elements that we were just talking about, but your mental outlook. If you have a brighter outlook, especially as you get older, that seems to help you as well, doesn't it?
You know what helps my mental outlook more than anything else?
Being with me.
Knowing you're going to be with me. Well, that's second. Number two. Yeah. But you know what number one is? It's
what
exercise.
Is it? Yeah.
It's exercise. And when I wasn't in the gym, when they closed the gyms here in Florida in March of 2000 for 3 months, I put on the weight, I got weaker, and most importantly, I could tell my mental status. My sweetness level went down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. My positivity went down, and it just helps so much. It's so much more effective than the drugs. Some people, exercise is not enough, but for so many people, it's just enough to just keep you in a sense of positivity. And if there's any mild depression in the background, it's going to stay away. If you haven't been in an exercise program, talk to the doctor, talk to somebody who can teach you how to exercise. That was some of the best time I spending some time with a trainer teaching me how. And it's not somebody you need forever. It's just you need to be taught your way around the gym. And it's the best thing I know you can do for your mental status and keep that sweetness level up, that positivity level up, and make you so effective in your whole life. And, you know, and before I heard people say this, I didn't quite believe it. But now I do.
Yeah, guys, everything you're saying right now is just going to get thrown on the floor.
Yeah, this is weird. When I said a minute, you've gone 2 minutes. But this is the trouble with this system, Rich. It just doesn't work.
Sorry.
I mean, it's not.
I mean, Doug, you see, even if I whispered it in your ear 1 minute, what would you have done?
I would have. Ken would have heard it. Ken, when Al does it, both of us can hear it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
That's what
I love being whispered in my ear.
I know. I love whispering in your ear, but unfortunately. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right, so Doug, just give me an outro, because there was Ken stopped at the perfect place. But
yes, he did. I was going to jump in there, and then
you're right.
You want to hurt his feelings.
I cleanly edited.
Okay.
No problem.
My feelings won't be hurt.
No, it's okay. Good. That's it. It was good stuff. Good stuff from Dr. Ken Kronos. Questions for Dr. Ken every week at this time on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.